From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns continues a series of studies in the life of Abraham as he brings the opening portion of a message entitled, The Focus and Fruit of Genuine Faith. The previous broadcasts have shown us that the Bible does not gloss over the failures of God's people. Although Abraham was called the friend of God and the father of the faithful, he failed God on several occasions. Yet, when he repented of his failings, the Lord restored him, showing us that the standing of a blood-washed saint never changes in the eyes of God. Now, in Genesis chapter 21, we find God confirming his promise to Abraham as Sarah gives birth to Isaac, the son of promise. The New Testament commentary in Romans chapter 4 and Galatians chapter 4 interprets the significance of this event, declaring that Abraham staggered not at the promise of God, showing us the essence of true faith. Dr. Cairns will commence this message in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from the pen of the great C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his collection entitled Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Real Estate in Heaven. The text is Hebrews chapter 10, verse 34. Knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. This is well. Our substance here is very unsubstantial. There is no substance in it. But God has given us a promise of real estate in the glory land, and that promise comes to our hearts with such full assurance of its certainty that we know in ourselves that we have an enduring substance there. Yes, we have it even now. They say a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, but we have our bird in the bush and in the hand too. Heaven is even now our own. We have the title deed of it. We have the earnest of it. We have the first fruits of it. We have heaven in price, in promise, and in principle. This we know not only by the hearing of the ear, but in ourselves. Should not the thought of the better substance on the other side of Jordan reconcile us to present losses? Our spending money we may lose, but our treasure is safe. We have lost the shadows, but the substance remains, for our Savior lives, and the place which He has prepared for us abides. There is a better land, a better substance, a better promise, and all this comes to us by a better covenant. Wherefore, let us be in better spirits, and say unto the Lord, Every day will I bless thee, and praise thy name for ever and ever.
Let us all praise God and sing our great Redeemer's praise, that we may all with one accord our joyful voices raise.
let us all praise God and sing our great Redeemer's praise.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We appreciate the letters, emails, and phone calls we've received from so many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word, some speaking of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS Audio Magazine. This is available in CD format and is similar in content to the LTBS Quarterly Magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest, as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS Audio Magazine simply by writing to LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. Once again, that's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that little word radio, ltbsradio.com. And in this connection, we'd like to call your attention to an especially new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there apostles in the church today? Is baptism essential for salvation? Or how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
As we continue the studies in the life of Abraham, we come tonight to the 21st chapter of the book of Genesis. I think just about everyone knows that the famous Oliver Cromwell wished to have his portrait show him as he really was, warts and all. He had a rather warty face. And didn't help his natural good looks any. I have a friend who is one of the most skillful professional photographers in Ireland, and he told me of the kind of photography he likes to do. And he showed me a lot of the work that he had done that's never on show in his showroom or ready for sale. This he had at home, and he pulled out this picture in black and white. He says, "We prefer to work in black and white. Don't ask me why. I suppose there's greater skill involved." But anyway, he pulled out this old picture in black and white of an old man. He must have been, well, he may have been 70, but he looked about 95 on a good day. An old man with what a Northern Irish artist and cartoonist, Royal Friars, called a lived-in face. You know that kind of a face. It's been round a few corners. The deeply etched marks of life were there. As my friend pulled this out, even an artistic Philistine such as I could look at it and see. And I would have been proud to take that picture. There was character. There was real insight into the man in every line. The photographer said to me, "You see, when people come to my studio, they don't really want me to show them as they are. They want me to make them look as good as I can." Isn't that only too true? Cromwell wanted warts and all. And that's exactly what he got. That's exactly how the Word of God portrays Abraham. I think it's true to say that in his character, Abraham had fairly few warts. But he did have them. And the Word of God is perfectly honest and accurate in describing him. According to Scripture, Abraham was strong in faith. He took God at his word, and he received the grace of God and the promise of grace by faith. We are told that he did not stagger at that promise through unbelief. And yet, as we noted in our last study in chapter 20, we have found this same Abraham shrinking in fear and in cowardice to such an extent that he denied Sarah was his wife and passed her off as merely a sister. He did that on at least two occasions. And the last occasion in chapter 20 was one that the devil used to threaten to overthrow the entire promise of God and everything that Abraham had faithfully prayed and waited for. So he didn't stagger at the promise through unbelief. And yet, through fear, which is another way of saying through unbelief, he denied Sarah his wife. They appear to be contradictory statements. And yet, of course, there are no contradictions here at all. This is simply the divine artist painting Abraham with warts and all. This is simply acknowledging that Abraham was a complex person. He did believe God. And yet there were times when, without giving up that fundamental faith of his life, Abraham acted inconsistently with that faith. But what does that tell us about him? It tells us that surely Abraham was a real man with all the imperfections of man. It tells us something further, that he committed the very sins that you and I commit. But when you stop to think of it, is this not true of every Christian? Don't we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ to the saving of our souls? Isn't that the most fundamental element in all our existence? We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet how often, without giving up our faith in Christ, we behave in ways that are utterly at variance with that faith? So often our living is inconsistent with our believing. Now, such behavior is sin, and it must be faced and put away. Certainly Abraham had to face it. We noted in chapter 20 how severely he was rebuked. We have to face the sin. We must receive the rebuke, the conviction, and we must judge that sin. Certainly that's what Abraham did. The beautiful sequence in this part of the book of Genesis is that once he did, God blessed him in a way that only Sarah and he had ever thought or hoped would happen. For we read, the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and he did unto Sarah as he had spoken. And she conceived, and she bore Abraham a son at the set time of which the Lord had spoken. And Abraham called his name Isaac, meaning laughter. You see, it was a glorious day for Abraham. A day, I suppose in any family, when a babe is born, it's a day of great joy. At least it ought to be. But I think in the house of Abraham, the joy is something that even most parents, and not even a doting grandparent like Meg Barrett, could understand. They had waited a long time for this. Donald Barnhouse, in his sermons in the book of Romans, tells of a time when he went to China. And how he was, I think somewhat taken aback at the Oriental manners. He sat down with a chief of a village, and it was a mark of respect that they would hold conversation, and that conversation took the form of the chief asking questions that showed his interest. And so he asked him his name. He asked him how old he was. He asked him his wife's name. And all about her, he asked him, is she beautiful? I don't know if his wife was there. If she was, he had only one answer anyway. But he said, she is. Your mother and father must have chosen well for you. And Barnhouse said at that stage he gave up and didn't try to explain that in America he did the choosing. But he said it made him think of Abraham. Abraham lived along the caravan route that the traders took as they brought of the commerce of Egypt north and east. And of course, as they brought the commerce of the north and the east back to Egypt. Not only so, but we learn from Scripture that Abraham owned many of the most significant wells of water in that area. I suspect personally that that is where Abraham got a tremendous amount of his wealth. Every trading caravan had to do business with Abraham. Barnhouse pictured the scene as some of these traders would come to pay their respects. And they would sit down, and after the manner of the place and the time, they would ask him questions. And how often the question would come, "What is your name?" Abram, as it was to start. "High Father." Or as some think, "Father of many." "And how many sons have you?" "I have no sons." No doubt there was many a moment of intense humiliation. No doubt Abraham heard many a sympathetic word, and no doubt on many an occasion he suspected the snide laugh so many people with strange names have found. They get tired with the hackneyed jokes built upon their strange name. "Father of many without children." Certainly Sarah felt the sting of that. Driven to distraction, as we have noted in former studies, she forced Abraham's hand, "Take my maid Hagar and beget a child by her." The birth of Ishmael must have relieved Abram's embarrassment a little, but not much, because it was just about then God said to him, "Change your name. From Abram to Abraham, not just a high father or a father of many, but now a father of many nations." You can hear the sniggers among the slaves. "Is the old man going mad? He has one son and now he's changing his name to be the father of many nations." But through all the ridicule, through all the humiliation of the inappropriateness of his name, Abraham believed God, who had promised him Isaac from Sarah. And Genesis 21 tells us of that faith rewarded. As I've said, it was a wonderful day for Abraham and for Sarah. I wonder how much is in the name Isaac. Certainly, the Scripture leads us to see that it means laughter, because it caused Sarah to laugh with joy. It caused Abraham to laugh with joy. It reminded them both of the time when, under different circumstances and for different reasons, each of them had laughed when they first got the promise from God. I wonder how much now, however, in their minds, there is the idea, now we are laughing. The ridicule and the mockery and the laughter that we have endured for years is gone, and we're laughing. For God has fulfilled His word. A happy day. The promised seed had arrived. And so with joy, Abraham on the eighth day set the seal of the covenant in the flesh of his child, and he settled back to enjoy the happiness that his home had in large measure lacked.
You've been listening. listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.